This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M, everything Limestone Coast.
So coasters, Blaze Aid are still doing incredible amounts of work up at Lucindale after the fires that took place at the start of the year. A man who knows all about it is Rob. Rob, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Mate, I am fantastic. Rob, you've taken over running the Blaze Aid camp, and you guys are still working bloody hard to help farmers in the Limestone Coast.
Correct. That's right. Yes, there's still a fair bit of work to be done down here, and quite a few kilometres of fencing to complete.
Rob, what's it like working for Blaze Aid and helping out farmers who are doing it tough after a natural disaster?
Well, I've done quite a bit of voluntary work over the last 6 years, and this is my third Blaze Aid camp. And the thing is, I think it's just the people that come into the camps and from all walks of life, a lot of retired people, of course. I've worked alongside a Royal Flying Doctor pilot, retired pilot. I've worked alongside a aeronautical engineer, and I've worked alongside of retired fencers and retired farmers. So it's all types of people, and they do a really good job.
Rob, what's it like talking to farmers who have essentially, in a lot of cases, lost everything when something like the fire at Lucindale has taken place?
It's interesting. In the early stages, we do tread very carefully. We have our teams go out, and what we do find is that they like to be involved with us. And in the early stages, we find normally after the second or third day, they're out, and there's always a character amongst one of the teams, and they seem to loosen up, and they tell us a story. They tell us a story of what happened and everything like that. So a lot of what we do is, I guess you could say, from the mental health side, is just being good listeners. But a lot of our people have also built some long-lasting rapport out of it with some of the property owners.
Now, Rob, for anybody who wants to be a volunteer to help out the farmers that have been affected by the fires up at Lucindale, is it a tough job to be out in the field with Blaze Aid?
No, it's not. It's not. We also have the other side of this business is this. We have our kitchen to run, so we've got the ladies and or gentlemen that help out in the kitchen. So we supply our breakfasts and we take our lunches out with us. And then at Lucindale, we're actually cooking our own meals. So we have a lot of support from the local communities that bring food into us. So if there's some people that don't feel that they could handle it out in the paddock, that's fine. There's normally some work to be done in the kitchen, and they share it amongst themselves and have a good laugh and a bit of fun at the same time. But also, it's interesting, we've got a couple that just rang me late yesterday. They come down, their first Blaze Aid camp was a couple of weeks ago. They had to go home for some family reasons, and they rang me yesterday and they said, we loved it so much, we'd like to come back. So they both work out on the field, and they're happy to come back. So it's just something where there's no limits or anything of what we do during the day. But I can tell you from personal experience, property owners and farmers are amazed on what we get done in a day's work.
Rob, for people who want to volunteer, who want to know more about Blaze Aid and want to help out our farmers in the Limestone Coast, how can they lend a hand?
Yeah, they could go on the Blaze Aid website and just type in Blaze Aid and bring up Lucindale. That has all our camps around Australia at the moment. And as you're aware, with the floods and that in New South Wales and Queensland, we've got groups up through there at the moment. But Lucindale's the only real camp we've got at the moment in South Australia. Or they could contact me on my mobile number and contact number is on that website, but I'm more than happy to give it to you. 0434 842 259, and have a chat with me. Or we do have an email site, Blaze Aid Lucindale, that they can go on and ask some questions there too. But more than happy if they want to just ring me and ask me a few questions.
Rob, great to talk to you this morning. You guys really are doing sensational work here in the Limestone Coast for our locals. We'll catch up over the next couple of weeks. We'll talk some more about Blaze Aid, all right?
Good on you. Thank you very much. Much appreciated.
Ewan for breakfast, 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast Triple M, and always online at triplem.com.au.